I'm so glad that you're joining me today. My name is Nicholas Stanton, and I'm the pastor at Lakes Church in Auburn, New York. We're going to be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, starting in verse 12. It says, "Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all of its parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jew or Gentile, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but many. Now, if the foot says, 'Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason stop belonging to the body. And if the ear says, 'Because I am not the eye, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason stop belonging to the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, 'I don't need you,' and the head cannot say to the feet, 'I don't need you.' On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable." This passage teaches us that as Christians, we are not alone, and though we all may be different, we all have a part to play in the body of Christ. It starts off by saying that there is one baptism, by one Spirit, into one body, regardless of one's ethnicity or social class. This means that when you became a believer, you were baptized, and you became part of the universal church. That includes all Christians, and that we're all equal at the foot of the cross. It doesn't matter what country you come from, how much money you have, or whether you've been a Christian for 70 years or 7 minutes, we are all equal in the eyes of God. However, the second part of the passage reminds us that though we make up one body, much like our bodies, we all have been purposely made to fulfill the mission of the church. Just as a hand has been specifically crafted by God to grasp things and perform fine motor skills, each of us has been given gifts and talents to perform what God would call us to do in the mission of the church. On our own, we might be able to do some really cool things. I have met some Christians with some amazing talents and God-given abilities, but without each other, we would all fall short in certain areas that would hinder the mission of the church, much like removing your foot would make it hard to walk. Because of this, it's when we come together as believers and operate as the body of Christ that we are the strongest as a church. So the things that this passage are calling us to do are this. First, we are called to be a part of a church. Find a healthy church to join because we're not supposed to be alone as Christians existing as an island. The second thing is once you find that healthy church to be a part of, find your place in the body of God. Pray to God and speak with your pastor to see where your gifts might be used. The kingdom of God is healthiest when we are all working together. Once again, this has been Nick Stanton from Lakes Church in Auburn, New York. I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day. God bless.